Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Missouri cave snail listed as endangered. The Tumbling Creek cave snail, found only in one southwestern Missouri county, has been listed as endangered. The plight of the Tumbling Creek cave snail is unfortunately typical of many cave species, says William Hartwig, regional director for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Great Lakes Big Rivers region. They are seldom seen and often forgotten, but they can be barometers of the health of our natural systems, especially when we understand their dependence on clean water, something that is vital to all life. Tumbling Creek cave snails live lonely in an underground stream that flows through Tumbling Creek Cave in southwestern Missouri's Taney County. These cave snails measure about a tenth of an inch in length with a white body and pale yellow shell. The species lives beneath rocks in portions of the stream where there is little or no silt and feeds upon microscopic organisms in the creek. Biologists believe the cave snail's drastic downturn in population may be due to deteriorating water quality in Tumbling Creek that can be affected by erosion and other activities that occur on land, such as removal of streamside vegetation and overgrazing by livestock. Its decline may also be associated with the decline of the Indiana and gray bats, as it likely feeds on insects living on bat guano. The Indiana bat is now extirpated from Tumbling Creek Cave, and the gray bat population has declined from 50,000 to about 12,000 individuals. Critical habitat designated for Hawaiian snail. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has designated critical habitat for Newcomb snail, a tiny freshwater snail found only in a few of Kauai's remote streams. The new critical habitat units include 12.3 miles of stream channel and 4,479 acres of adjacent riparian areas. The riparian areas provide shade, moderate water flow, retain sediment, and introduce nutrients into the stream habitat, all of which are important for the Newcomb snail. The proposed critical habitat areas are found largely on state land already managed for conservation purposes. Although biologists estimate between 6,000 and 7,000 Newcomb snails exist on Kauai, more than 90% of the snails are found in two populations in small areas on the Kalalua Stream and Lamahai River. This makes these animals very susceptible to catastrophic events such as hurricanes, landslides, and invasions of non-native predators such as the rosy Glandia snail, marsh flies, the green swordtail fish, the American bullfrog, and the wrinkled frog. Habitat loss and degradation through water diversion and well drilling are suspected to have caused the historical decline of the snail. Feds propose critical habitat for imperiled Topeka shiner. As a result of a legal settlement with the Center for Biological Diversity, South Dakota Resources Coalition, and the Biodiversity Legal Foundation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed on August 21st to designate critical habitat for the endangered Topeka shiner over approximately 2,230 river miles in Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, and South Dakota. The Topeka shiner is a small fish which once was abundant throughout the central Great Plains and western tallgrass prairies and is now found in less than 10% of its original range due to siltation of spawning habitat, water pollution, pesticide runoff dams, and diversions. Its population has dropped by 80%, especially in the past 25 years, and it is currently isolated in disconnected tributary streams in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Many of the remaining populations of the species have declined sharply in numbers and have become geographically isolated, eliminating the possibility for genetic transfer between populations. This fish is especially important because it serves as an indicator of the general health of the aquatic ecosystems upon which fish, wildlife, and people alike depend. And we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for portions of these stories. You can find their website at www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. And we also thank the Environment News Service for portions of these stories. The Environment News Service is a daily update on issues affecting the Earth from correspondents around the world. You can find the Environment News Service at ens.lycos.com. That's ens.lycos.com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come